KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM,
KX93.5.
I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
All right, that is Ray Charles singing Hit the Road, Jack, here on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, host of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. All right, in this show, we look at songs, how they're put together, the mechanics of songs from a musician point of view. Every show has a theme. Last week's show was prostitution. This week's show, I thought about it, well, prostitution, what happens if you go see a hooker? Well, if you're married, you might get in trouble, so it might lead to a breakup. So I thought this show would be about divorce or breaking up, things like that. But one thing I want to get to, I want to refer to something that happened last week. I was talking about Roxanne, and I made a mistake, and I have to correct it. I just have to. The count was 4-4, and the guitar player is going 1-2-3-4. And last week I went, when Sting comes in with the bass and the kick drum, I went 1-2-3-4 and 2-2-3-4 and 2. No, no, wrong. I listened back. I don't know what I was doing. I was a cognitive dissonance or something like that. The way it goes is this. The guitar player's hitting down beats. He starts on the one. And then Sting comes in with the bass on the and of one, which is the eighth note after the one. So it was like this. It starts out with the guitar. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. That's the way it goes. I had to do that. Thank you. All right. Now, what was I talking about? Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles. This song is in A flat minor, and it has this, it doesn't have any changes, does it? It's just a descending line, and it's a minor thing. It's interesting because it's a pretty universal, you got a minor key, so that evokes a darker feel, and this is sort of a dark song. It's fun and dark at the same time, and it's just a repeating descending line. It's a minor line. And it's the same thing as a very common descending line in Latin, in sort of Latin songs where you have that Boom, 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 boom. Same kind of things. Doom, boom, doom, boom, doom, 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 doom. Same deal, which is an interesting thing, don't you think, here on KX93.5. And that was Margie Hendrix, who was one of the Raylettes, singing back and forth, kicking Ray Charles's character out. Now we're going to listen to Ry Cooder and his song, Mexican Divorce. One interesting point I'd like to point out is that Ry Cooder and Ray Charles have the same initials. I'm so pleased about that. So this is Ry Cooder. It's a sad little song about how fast you can be divorced when you go to Mexico. You go down there and all those years of love and marriage are down the drain in just one quick little ceremony. So here is Ry Cooder singing Mexican Divorce here on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Listen.
It's a sin for you to get a Mexican divorce. Down below, El Paso lies Juarez. Mexico is different, like the trail for the sea. Across the Rio Grande, and you will find an old adobe house where you leave your past behind. One day married, the next day free. Broken hearts for you and me. Takes all time for you to get a Mexican divorce. I came into this lonely house last night. I looked out all my windows, but I couldn't find. Found you on that road to Mexico, and now, my love, I beg, please, oh, please don't go. One day married, next day free, broken heart for you and me. It's a sin for you. Mexican
nice. That's Ry Cooter doing Mexican Divorce here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, and we are listening to songs about divorce and breaking up. There's a gold mine out there. I only have time to play a few songs in this hour. As you can imagine, there's the musical landscape is peppered with songs about breaking up and divorce and coming apart and so forth. So this next song is by Freda Payne, who recorded it in 1970. Freda Payne, very beautiful woman. I saw her once when I was walking down the street, Sunset Boulevard. Let's see, when was that? About 1970, 1975 or so. She checked me out, man. Well, that was exciting. Freda Payne doing Band of Gold here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Freda Payne singing Band of Gold here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Now, did you notice the drummer was not doing a straight 2-4 on the snare? That was an idea that was first started, with the Supremes. They had that thing where the snare, the drummer would play every quarter note on the snare. Instead of boom, pack, boom, pack, one, and two, and three, and four, and boom, and pack, boom, pack. Instead of that, he'd just go in 3-4, pack, 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 dink, whack, whack, whack. He's hitting every quarter note. It sort of drives the song along in a nice way. I like it. Do you? Well, now this next song is I Can't Make You Love Me, which this song came out, and we're listening to songs about divorce and breaking up. This song came out when I was going through divorce number one, and I couldn't listen to it. Some songs, are there any songs that hit you so hard you just can't listen to them? They're just too painful? Well, that is, this song is too painful for me to listen to. Bonnie Raitt's version, she's the one who sang it. I can't, even to this day, I don't want to hear it. That doesn't mean I don't like it. You know what I mean? I think it's really a great song, but it's just very painful to listen to. But for some reason, I think it was a guilt kind of thing, and to hear a woman, I was feeling a lot of guilt when I was going through that, and the voice was sung by a woman, and it hit me in the guilt department, the way Bonnie sang it. Now, this version is by the amazing Prince. I'm just crazy about this guy. Prince can do no wrong. Everything he touches is just great, in my opinion. He turns this song into a sweet, sweet soul number. This is Prince singing "I Can't Make You Love Me," which doesn't hit me so much in the guilt department because it's sung by a man. I guess I'm just talking off the top of my head. If you'll excuse my self-analysis here. This is Prince doing "I Can't Make You Love Me" here on KX 93.5 Laguna Beach, California. Listen.
Something it won't.
I'm not gonna know you.
Leave me alone.
That is Prince doing I Can't Make You Love Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. He says bedroom slash church in there. That's his improvising. That reminds me of something my sweetheart said. Hi, Annie. I love you, baby. Well, what are we going to listen to now? I'm sort of languid tonight, you might notice, and that's because I loaded songs. I got here just before showtime, and I the way it works here, you got to load songs into the computer, see? And one of the files was corrupted, and it was a song called Down So Low by Tracy Nelson that I had a lot to talk, I had a lot to say about it because it's really a musically interesting song, and now I can't play it, so it probably wouldn't be do you much good for me to talk about it, wouldn't it? So I got to tap dance a little bit here. We're going to listen to now a song. Well, first let me ask you, do you recognize this? Bump, bump, ba-da-dump, bump, ba-da-dump, bump, ba-da-dump, bump, da-da-dump, bump, da-da-dump, bump, do-do-dump, bump, do-do-dump, bump. You know it? Well, if you're old enough, you should know. When the night has come. Yeah, that's Stand By Me. All right, well, what was not too uncommon in those days, you don't see it, well, yeah, I guess you still see it, but in those days it was pretty blatant. Somebody would come out with a song with a different sort of innovative thing, which was that bass line, that sound with the, I think there's a tambourine or something going on in there too, and a pretty sparse soundtrack with just the bass, and that bass line really worked. It was a big hit for Ben E. King in 1961. So it did so well, he or his handlers went, hey, that was great, let's do it again. And so they basically have the same kind of feel. You'll recognize it right away if you know Stand By Me. And this is Benny King singing a song that he wrote. No, he didn't write it. It was written by Ahmet Erdogan, who was, and Betty Nelson. Ahmet Erdogan was the CEO, the president of Capitol Records for a time. Was it Capitol or Atlantic? No, I don't know. Somebody look it up for me. But he wrote it, and Ben E. King put it out. So Stand By Me came out in 1961, and then he followed up with this song, Don't Play That Song, about a guy who's upset about hearing a song, just like I was upset about, I can't listen to Betty White, Bonnie Raitt, sing I Can't Make You Love Me. Well, the next song is called Don't Play That Song. He can't stand it. This is Benny King singing Don't Play That Song here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. No, 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 no. Don't play that song for me. It brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. Oh no, don't let it play. It fills my heart with pain. Please stop it right away. I remember just a word it said. You kissed me and you walked away. You were only 17. I never thought you'd act so mean. But baby, you told me you loved me. You told me you cared. You said, I'll go with you, darling.
There goes Ben E. King singing, Don't Play That Song, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California, right by the sea. I'm looking out at the Pacific Coast Highway as I speak. I have the broad Pacific behind me. And it's a pretty big day. Today was Super Bowl Sunday. The game was a total blowout. I was rooting for the Seahawks because the Broncos beat my Patriots. I'm from Boston, so you can understand where my sentiments lie. And so that sort of hurt my feelings. And it didn't bother me all that much to see the Broncos get spanked. I was actually a little disappointed that they scored at all. If it's going to be a blowout, which it was, I would have liked it if it had been a really total, if the Seahawks had made it to 50, and which they almost did, and the Broncos hadn't scored at all. It would have been 50 to nothing. That would have been a nice, very neat number score, I think. Would have been one for the record books. But it was just a good old blowout, wasn't it? And today we found out that we lost Philip Seymour Hoffman, who apparently it is alleged, or the rumor is, that he died of a heroin overdose. So heroin snags another one. That is a tragic, tragic loss. He was only 46 years old. He had a lot left in him. A lot of great performances left in him that he could have given to the world. So I join you all in lamenting that terrible news. Well, let's get back to what we're talking about. What are we talking about here on KX 93.5? I'm John Troy, and the show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And we're listening to songs about breaking up and divorce and such. Now I'm going to play, if you've listened to this program at all, you know that I like to play different versions of the same song. So you hear how different people can take the same song and make it so different. So let's see, Benny King put that song out in 1962. Then in 1970, 8 years later, Aretha Franklin covered it. Now this is, you'll notice that Benny King's version not only had that bass line that was so similar to Stand By Me, he had the swelling strings for the instrumental also, just like Stand By Me. He tried to make it sound as much like Stand By Me and not be Stand By Me as possible. Well, Aretha Franklin said, well, I'm going to take this. And Aretha, as most people know, came out of church. Her songs are informed by gospel music. She released a gospel album, and her father was a minister himself. Now, Aretha, so this song, Don't Play That Song, same song you just heard, has a gospel feel. It's got a swing, ga-doom, pack, ga-doom, pack, ga-doom. Now, if you double that up, you get which is a blues. So you see how close gospel and blues are. They're coming from the same people, African people in this country, who were brought here against their will, and they are a blessing to our culture. This is Aretha Franklin singing the way only she can. Don't Play That Song, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Stop it right up. That's swinging, isn't it? That's Aretha Franklin, of course, doing Don't Play That Song here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Had a walking bass, swinging down the road, baby. That feels good, doesn't it? I think so. All right, this next song, this is John Troy. I am a working professional musician, and I take songs and talk about them in my capacity as a musician. I talk about how they're put together. You may or may not find that interesting. I do. I'm always a little bit nervous about it because I know there are musicians out there who are better than I am. And so that's why I don't take calls. And if you agree with it or you like it, then you do. So fine. So here we go. This next song is by James Ingram, a great singer. And it's Just Once, as the name of the song. It was produced by Quincy Jones. Now, this song, I actually performed this song. I worked it up a couple of years ago, and I pull it out now and then. It's a challenging song. It's one of my most challenging songs. It's not only very hard, challenging to sing, but it's to play. It's challenging on guitar. Because it's a very chordy song. Now, we've talked about modulations before. Modulation is when you change key in a song. Now, most modulations, it might go to a different five. That's the chord of that's the number in a scale in a song. It'll go to the five, and then it'll shift the five, and then go back to a little higher one. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, keep listening to these podcasts, and you'll figure it out. But in this song, it is too much the way they modulate. It starts out in C, and then in the bridge, it modulates straight from the C. It modulates to A flat, and then throughout the course of the bridge, it goes to B major. And it modulates to B. And then it comes out of the B into a D. So the modulation is sort of a stepped modulation. So it ends up a full tone higher than it was before. The song starts in C and ends in D. That's a full tone. That's two half steps higher. It's a pretty big step. But the way the bridge works is it goes through the bridge. So when it gets to when it returns. You don't really notice because it didn't step up just like from A to B. It went through some steps through this sort of serpentine bridge that it goes through. So then when it comes back in again, back to the melody of the song, the heart of the song, it just sounds different. You don't really notice clearly, oh, it's higher. No, it just sounds different, more urgent, more exciting. Let's listen to James Ingram sing that's just a gorgeous song called Just Once here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Just once. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? Find a way to finally make it right, to make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just get to it, I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems the time before we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Times never last for long. Where are we going wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. I know we could break through it if we could just.
Last chord. See, what is that? That's a, I think it's, can't remember. It's a B, B something. Very cool. Very cool. That's James Ingram singing Just Once. Can't we just once, baby? Here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, and we're listening to songs about breaking up. Every song's a bummer. This next song is by the Pusset Dart Band. Now, the Pusset Dart Band they held sway out of Boston in the 70s, and I'm playing them because I was in the band, And if I don't play this band on the radio, I don't think anybody else is. And it's my show, so darn it, I'm going to play it. I'm playing bass on this song and singing background vocals. But the song is interesting because it's about divorce, but it's a song from sung by the father to his little boy who's caught in the middle. And his the father's name, the writer of the singer of the song, is John Poussette Dart. Three easy syllables, Poussette Dart. That's his name, John Poussette Dart. And this was the Poussette Dart band. John Poussette Dart went through the most horrific divorce I've ever witnessed. It went on for about, 40, 50 years, I think. And it was, if you're standing around and someone gets hit by a car and it was right next to you, you're horrified that what happened to the guy, but at the same time, secretly, you're really glad it wasn't you. you get the point. This is John Poussette Dart and the Poussette Dart Band doing Tug of War here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Behind. And every day when I awake, it seems like it's too late. But I pray that one day you'll understand. Your mother and me, boy, it wasn't meant to be. But the love that once was born is in you to make you strong. This tug of war, no battle's ever won. And when the sun goes down, it's just time for one more round of this tug of war. Only one heart can survive, and you're the dream I keep alive forever. Become a man with a life of dreams and plans. It's all waiting there for you. Do the best that you can do. And though your mom and me can't agree, I hope one day you'll see that it's you my life is for. For you I never close the door. In this tug of war, it's you we're fighting. Stay alive forever.
That was John Poussette Dart and the Poussette Dart Band doing Tug of War here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, and you've been listening to, for the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's, because all my grooves are crunchy. Well, now we've been listening to songs about breaking up. Before we listen to the last song of the evening, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on with me. You can like me on Facebook. Please like me. facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. And if you want to be on my mailing list to get my ridiculous gig updates, my horrific gig updates, you can send me your email address there at the Facebook thing, and you'll get me in your inbox, baby. So you can do that. Also, I have a blog where I can say things, I can say what I cannot say here on the radio. And that is johntroy.net, my blog. So if you subscribe to that, then you get an email for when I make an entry. Also, if you're local around here, I'll be playing, Nick Henderson and ADD at, what was that last night? Yeah, last night we were at the Stillwater, formerly Renaissance in Dana Point, and it was nuts. It's just a great band. I'll be playing with him again at the Cliff Restaurant in Laguna Beach on Thursday night and at Mozambique in Laguna Beach on Friday night. And then I will be with Bob Hawkins, just the two of us, at the Lumberyard in Laguna Beach again on Saturday night. So that's my thing. That's all. Come see me, play, say hi. This next song is by Marvin Gaye. He was going through a personal crisis, I'm reading now, in the summer of 76. In November of 75, his estranged first wife, Anna Gordy Gaye, sued him for divorce, claiming irreconcilable differences and seeking money and palimony for support. He ended up doing a record. He owed her so much money, he was spending all his time in court, that he did this record and decided just to give her most of the proceeds from the record just to pay her off. And so he called the album Here, My Dear. That's the name of the album. And the critic David Ritz said, soul music doesn't get any deep, darker, or more personal than this. It didn't get very good reviews when it came out, but it has, since then, it has grown in its estimation. It is dark, and like some of the lyrics go, as I recall, we tried a million times again and again and again, and that isn't all. I gave you my love each time to make amends. Suddenly I start to realize I can't make it. Pretty birds fly away. I had to leave you for my health's sake. What to do? Make him pay for leaving you. My fine is to pay forever. So, boy, he's bitter, man. That's, you know? So if a fresh new love comes in, I won't say those words again. He's saying, I'm not going to get married again. Instead, I'll try to love and protect you with all my heart as long as you want me to. I'll try to as long as you want me to. That, you know, I've thought about that too, the whole thing about I love you till death do us part. And then if it's like this huge failure, and life, people change, relationships change, they can change. And well, it doesn't have the stigma it used to have, divorce. How could it, with so many people doing it? But it does seem sometimes a little, I don't know, optimistic or unrealistic. Or I don't know. I'm speaking off the top of my head, but chaining yourself to somebody as if things are always going to be the way they are right now might be viewed by some as foolish or risky. He He says, if I love again, I'm going to try a new way this time. Memories of things we did, some we're proud of, some we hid. So when two people have to part, sometimes it makes them stronger. You say you love me with all your heart. If you love me with all your heart, you'd never take $1 million from me. I really tried. I tried. It goes on and on. But the words are very, very personal. Very, very personal. It is dark. It's painful stuff. But also, what really strikes me about this song is the sheer beauty of it. It just runs along like the lyrics are sort of a stream of consciousness, and so is the music. The music is, it just streams along like a river with all these layers of stuff going on, and Marvin's beautiful voice. It's a heartbreaking, beautiful song. I leave it with you now. I don't know what next week's theme will be. I probably want to counter it with something a little more upbeat, a little more lively, maybe. We'll see. I haven't thought of it yet. So I will see you next week. This is John Troy signing off, and we are going to listen now to Marvin Gaye singing When Did You Stop Loving Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
You know, when you say your marriage vows, they're supposed to be for real. I mean, if you think back about what you really said, you know, about honor and loving and obeying until death do us part, no. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be lies, because it turns out to be lies. If you don't honor what you said, lie to God, the words should be changed. Ooh, now as I recall, we tried a million times, again, 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 and that isn't all. I gave my love to you each time to make amends. Said babe, I start to with all my heart, long as you want me to, baby. Ooh, if I love again, I'm gonna try a new way this time.
Memories of the things we did, some we're proud of, some we hid. So when two people have to part, sometimes it makes them stronger. Do you remember all of the boys you did? Yeah, yeah. You say you love me with all your heart. If you ever love me with all of your heart, you'd never take $1 million to part. I really tried. Promises was nothing but lies. I really tried. You know how I tried. All the haters in the dream. We really lied, didn't we, baby? And on top of that, you have scandalized my name. What I can't understand is if you love me, how could you turn me into the police? Pains of love, miles of tears, after
not really bitter, babe.
In the world.
I wish you all the luck
all
and
the
all
good love,
love in the world.
Good luck in the world.
But I know you'll never be satisfied. No, you won't be standing by your side. Memories haunt you all the time. I will never leave your mind.
Got judgment on your side. You say bad things and you've lied.
Picnics and parks.
Those are the days I'll not get in my life.
I'd rather remember the joy we shared, babe. I'd rather remember all the fun we had. All I ever really wanted was
to love you and treat you right. All we did was fuss and fight.
It don't matter.
Never thought I'd see the day when you put me through what you put me through. You try your best, you say I can.